My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called, I Have the Strength of 1,000 Men, Revisiting a Truth with Grief. It's the last Monday of February, and I don't even know where this month's gone. The last 3 weeks, I've been in hosting platform hell, we'll say, and I'm glad FSW is back up and running. There have been other transitions, frustrations, and shifts that have been wholly unexpected in this cusp between winter and spring. This entire cycle has been one big lesson in growing, and I'll admit, I don't have many reserves in my bucket to share today, and I'm not ready to write about the grief that surfaced this weekend. When reflecting on this latest transition, the deepest life changer by far, an old blog post came to mind that I wrote about 2 years ago. It's called The Power of Speaking Your Truth, 3 Tips to Get Started Today. Click the title to check it out again. The reason I bring it up now is because I'm trying to still live in this truth, even in the midst of grief. What a challenge. When you only feel grief, can you still feel strong? As my heart is heavy from the latest event, I remember the experience where I shared during that game that I had the strength of 1,000 men. Now, if we degender it, what I really mean is that at that moment, a truth came forward about being incredibly strong, resilient, and more. Since I started my, quote, level up spiritual journey throughout 2022 and into 2023, I've been witness to this and it's been soul stirring. But right now, I don't feel like it. Right now, I just want to stay in bed and not come out of my bedroom and grieve. But there's you. There's the work we're here to do. I don't mean superficial work like commutes and what latte we'll get mid-morning, but the deep work. And part of this deep work is grieving, frustration, and so much more. Your truths are always there. Even since that game was played 2 years ago and my truth was expressed, I've grown infinitely more and will as time goes on. That's what I want to share with you as you continue to do your work here on this planet. Your truths don't ever go away, even in the darkest of moments. They may feel distant or like there's this misty fog you can't see through or feel through, yet they're there. Even this morning, I couldn't see the stars through the thick clouds, which tend to be my guiding light before dawn. Even in this wintry PNW weather, I usually see a few, but not today. I reflected that's how my current state of being feels, unguided and lost. So what do we do now? We go ahead and feel it all. Loss, grief, tragedy, frustration, power, strength, a new forging of truth, and more. Sometimes all within a few seconds. Today's work isn't meant to bring you down, especially if you're struggling too. I simply wanted to write about what this deep work can look like, and it's definitely not toxic positivity or bunny rabbits and roses. It's so much more, and that is the forging. That is the truth. As we continue to be shaped in this place and do our own shaping, we'll witness how our inner fire might dim, but it never goes out. It burns within and lights our way in the mist until we find our way through. It feels like a blessing and a curse all at once because of what we experience while going through these shifts. But don't let that fire go, my friends. It's needed in this universe. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at femininesagewisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon, and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at femininesagewisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.